Sidney put a green filter over his lantern and pressed down with a small silver rod that had an emerald set on its tip. A piece of the lock moved. There was a whirring from inside the door and something went click. He sagged with relief. It is said that the prospect of hanging concentrates the mind wonderfully, but it was Valium compared to being watched by Mr. Tea Time.
I think that's the third lock, he said. Green light is what opens it. I remember the famous lock of the Hall of Murgle, which could only be opened by the Hubwood Wind, although that was...
I commend your expertise, said Tea Time. And the other four? Sidney looked up nervously at the silent bulk of Banjo and licked his lips.
Well, of course, if I'm right and the locks depend on certain conditions, well, we could be here for years, he ventured.
Supposing they can only be opened by, say, a small blonde child holding a mouse on a Tuesday in the rain. You can find out what the nature of the spell is, said Tea Time.
Yes, of course.
Sidney waved his hands urgently. That's how I worked out this one. Reverse thaumaturgy.
Yes, certainly. In time.
We have lots of time, said Tea Time.
Perhaps a little more time than that, Sidney quavered. The processes are very, very, very difficult.
Oh, dear. If it's too much for you, you've only got to say, said Tea Time.
No,
Sidney yipped, and then managed to get some self-control.
No, I'm sure I shall work them out soon.
Jolly good, said Tea Time. The student wizard looked down. A wisp of vapour oozed from the crack between the doors.
Do you know what's in here, Mr. Tea Time?
No.
Ah, right.
Sidney stared mournfully at the fourth lock. It was amazing how much he remembered when someone like Tea Time was around. He gave him a nervous look.
There's not going to be any more violent deaths, are there? He said. I just can't stand the sight of violent deaths.
Tea Time put a comforting arm around his shoulders.
Don't worry, he said. I'm on your side. A violent death is the last thing that'll happen to you.
Mr. Tea Time, he turned. Medium Dave stepped onto the landing. Someone else is in the tower, he said. They've got Cat's Eye. I don't know how. I've got Peachy watching the stairs, and I ain't sure where Chicken Wire is. Tea Time looked back to Sidney, who started prodding at the fourth lock again in a feverish attempt not to die. Why are you telling me? I thought I was paying you big, strong men a lot of money to deal with this sort of thing. Medium Dave's lips framed some words, but when he spoke, he said, All right, but what are we up against here, eh? Old Man Trouble or the Bogeyman or what? Tea Time sighed. Some of the Tooth Fairy's employees, I assume, he said. Not if they're like the ones that were here, said Medium Dave. They were just civilians. It looks like the ground opened up and swallowed Cat's Eye up. He thought about this. I mean, the ceiling, he corrected himself. A horrible image had just passed across his underused imagination. Tea Time walked across to the stairwell and looked down. Far below, the pile of teeth looked like a white circle. And the girl's gone, said Medium Dave. Really? I thought I said she should be killed. Medium Dave hesitated. The boys had been brought up by Ma Lilywhite to be respectful to women as delicate and fragile creatures, and were soundly thrashed if disrespectful tendencies were perceived by Ma's incredibly sensitive radar. And it was truly incredibly sensitive. Ma could hear what you were doing three rooms away. Terrible thing for a growing lad. That sort of thing leaves a mark. Ma Lilywhite certainly could. As for the others, they had no objections in practice to the disposal of anyone who got between them and large sums of money, but there was a general unspoken resentment at being told by Tea Time to kill someone just because he had no further use for them. It wasn't that it was unprofessional. Only assassins thought like that. It was just that there were things you did do and things you didn't do, and this was one of the things you didn't do. We thought, well, you never know.
She wasn't necessary, said Tea Time. Few people are.
Sidney thumbed hurriedly through his notebooks.
Anyway, the place is a maze,
Medium Dave said.
Sadly, this is so, said Tea Time, but I am sure they will be able to find us. It's probably too much to hope that they intend something heroic.
Violet and the O-God hurried down the stairs.
Do you know how to get back?
said Violet.
Don't you?
I think there's a kind of soft place. If you walk at it knowing it's there, you go through.
You know where it is?
No, I've never been here before. They had a bag on my head when we came. All I ever did was take the teeth from under the pillows.
Violet started to sob.
You just get this list and about...